Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, August 3rd, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Our top stories today: Microsoft back on track to acquire TikTok's U.S. operations, all eyes on U.S. payroll data, and MLB draws strong TV ratings in opening week. Leading today's news: Microsoft is committed to buy TikTok's U.S. operations after CEO Satya Nadella discussed a potential deal during a phone call on Sunday with President Trump. Microsoft said in a blog post that it will move quickly to pursue discussions with TikTok parent ByteDance, aiming to complete negotiations by September 15th. Microsoft fully appreciates the importance of addressing the president's concerns, the company said. It is committed to acquiring TikTok subject to a complete security review and providing proper economic benefits to the United States, including the United States Treasury. The company's aim is to build on TikTok's popular user experience with adding privacy and security protections. The proposed transaction has gained the blessing of top Trump administration officials, including Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, as well as several Republican lawmakers, after the president's Friday night comments that he preferred a TikTok ban in the U.S. instead of a sale took all sides by surprise. In other news, the U.S. July employment report, to be released on Friday, August 7th, will have a binary flavor to it. If the job situation is consistent with or above views, it should give investors more confidence in the economy's health, while weak data will weigh on investors' near-term enthusiasm. Current consensus is a rise of 1.65 million jobs, albeit a bearish drop of around 27% from last Thursday's projection of 2.25 million. Congress is trying to cobble together another stimulus package, but, unsurprisingly, Republicans and Democrats are at loggerheads over the specifics. Despite concerns over a truncated 60-game season and empty seats in stadiums, Major League Baseball's opening week has been a resounding success. Games aired nationally during opening weekend, July 23rd through the 26th, drew more than twice as many viewers as a year ago. Walt Disney's ESPN said that its first 12 broadcasted games averaged around 1.2 million viewers, up 34% compared to last year. Fox Sports also enjoyed a double-digit rise in ratings. According to Michael Mulvihill, Fox Sports head of strategy and analytics, the strong start reflects pent-up demand and little competition from other major U.S. sports. The season, though, is facing its first stern test after 18 members of the Miami Marlins tested positive for COVID-19 leading up to the cancellations of certain games by several clubs. 17 total games have been postponed to date. Citing persistently low U.S. inflation and the need to avoid creating any headwinds to job growth, the Fed is preparing to abandon its long-held practice of raising interest rates to preempt overheating in the economy that could threaten its 2% inflation target that it established in 2012, a tactic that it has used for over 30 years. Chairman Jerome Powell hinted at the shift in a news conference last week when he disclosed that the central bank would soon complete a comprehensive review of its policymaking strategy. The change is unlikely to alter much, since interest rates are barely above zero and are expected to remain low for the foreseeable future. Longer term, central bankers, economists, and investors expect rates to return to a more normal 4% or so once the economic recovery expansion has matured. During an interview yesterday on Fox News' Sunday Morning Features, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said that President Trump will announce new action this week against Chinese software companies that he perceives are threats to national security, including TikTok and WeChat that, he says, are feeding data directly to the Chinese Communist Party. In a separate interview, Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin declared that "we are not keeping TikTok in its current form. The expected actions will be the latest salvo in the deterioration in U.S.-Sino relations." Shanghai Jixian Network Technology Company, known as Xiao I, has filed a lawsuit in a Shanghai court against Apple, claiming infringement on a patent covering a voice assistant similar to Siri. The company seeks 10 billion yuan, or $1.43 billion, in damages and, if successful, could prevent the tech giant from selling many of its products in China. In late June, China's Supreme Court ruled that Xiao Ai owns the patent, which ended a process that involved several trials since 2012. It is the third time in less than a decade that Apple has faced trademark and patent challenges in its number two market, behind the U.S. The company has yet to comment on the matter. According to White House Coronavirus Task Force Coordinator Dr. Deborah Birx, the pandemic is in a new phase that is different from the March-April period with extraordinarily widespread cases in both urban and rural areas. Re-emphasizing the essential role of masking and distancing, Dr. Birx says, "To everybody who lives in a rural area, you are not immune or protected from this virus, and that is why we keep saying, no matter where you live in America, you need to wear a mask and socially distance. Do the personal hygiene pieces." She also says super spreading events are the main concern, not super spreading individuals. Per John Hopkins case tracker, U.S. infections are now over 4.6 million, with over 154,000 deaths. Talks between Republican and Democratic leaders over the specifics of the latest round, the fourth, of economic stimulus are proceeding down the familiar contentious path. Both sides agree on sending $1,200 checks to most Americans, but the GOP is balking at a boost to unemployment insurance, which was set at $600 per week but recently lapsed. Democrats want to preserve the $600 amount, while Republicans want to cut it to $200 due to cost concerns. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is accusing President Trump of standing in the way of a deal. On Face the Nation yesterday, Chief of Staff Mark Meadows said, "I'm not optimistic that there will be a solution in the very near term." 7 and I Holdings, indirect subsidiary of 7-Eleven, has agreed to acquire Speedway from certain subsidiaries of Marathon Petroleum for $21 billion in cash. The Enon, Ohio-based chain operates around 3,900 convenience stores in 36 U.S. states. The transaction, which includes a 15-year fuel supply agreement for about 7.7 billion gallons per year, should close in the first quarter of 2021. The Caixin China Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index hit its highest point since 2011, lending more credence to inklings of a recovery there. China's official PMI rose to its own four-month high last week, and it's got a bigger sample focused on larger state-owned companies. Caixin focuses on smaller manufacturers, and it hit 52.8. The third straight month it was over 50, signaling expansion. Rio Tinto has sued Monadelphous Engineering Associates over a fire at Rio's Western Australia iron ore processing facility last year. Monadelphous says Rio is claiming MEA breached terms of a contract and that Rio is seeking 493 million Aussie dollars, about $351 million, tied to its inability to process iron ore at the plant during repairs. As of 6:20 a.m. today, the S&P 500, NASDAQ, and gold are all set to open in the green, with the Dow, crude oil, and Bitcoin all slightly down. On today's economic calendar, the PMI Manufacturing Index is out at 9:45 a.m. Eastern Time. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.